You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Of course, we're focusing on the hometown of Beverly today. We talked to Alderman Matt O'Shea about one person we should talk with to give us all the information that's relevant about the neighborhood of Beverly. And he said, that's easy, the guy named Willie Winters. Willie is on a phone line now. Welcome.
Hi, Steve. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
So what is it that makes you the Pope of Beverly? Or wait, I guess Pat McGann is the Pope of Beverly, right? We'll give you...
Let him have that title. I'm just a guy who lives here, and I've been involved over the years, but I feel very blessed to live in a community like this. It's just a terrific place.
Well, you know, I can't think of another neighborhood. I can think of North Side, South Side, whatever, but I can't think of another particular neighborhood where people are so eager to identify themselves with or as being from as Beverly.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I think we have a lot going on. I know a lot of people would come out here and they'd be attracted by the architecture and the housing and, just beautiful, trees, and there's a lot of amenities. You know, we've got the Rock Island with a stop every half mile, so we feel kind of spoiled that way. But I really do think it's the people out here. The people are... special in the way that they take care of each other, they care about each other, and I think this past year has really put a fine point on that with all the efforts around promoting the work of the first responders and helping our local food pantry, the Maple Morgan Park food pantry. Any number of efforts have the shop local and support your local businesses was huge, and I've heard from a lot of people, they said there was many businesses who wouldn't have survived without that effort, and so I think that makes all of us very happy.
Yeah, that's encouraging, and it's great. I mean, because Beverly is really like a small town in many ways, right? In that way, I mean, this is the hometown. Hometown feature, but you're a neighborhood, but you still behave like your own town in many times.
Yeah, I think I think it's because of geography and the way things were laid out back in, we were annexed into the city many, many years ago. I don't have the exact date, but I'm not a historian, but I do know that when it was Beverly and Morgan Park, two separate communities, but like it's one community now, and we always identify ourselves that way.
Well, tell me about the Beverly Planning Association, and I know you were involved in that for some time. What's the future look like for Beverly?
Well, I think the future is great. There's like anything else. This past year just set so many things back for so many communities around our country. But I think the entrepreneurial spirit that exists here and the fact that there's a lot of young families that they come out to Beverly, sometimes they're not even from Chicago, and they come out here and they look around and they see good local schools and a lot of amenities out here. I mean, our restaurant scene is very solid. It's it's not like certainly the near north side or some of the hotter neighborhoods.
Sure. When we were getting ready to get married and finding a band, we went to the Beverly Arts Center to watch one of the bands perform. That's been, Willie, that's been several years ago, but I know that's still going strong as well.
Yes. A great place. They do, they put on a lot of good music, and, there's so many efforts. And we have the Beverly Arts Alliance, which is a different organization, but they actually do a lot of musical events. They do the Beverly Art Walk, which is, thousands of people come out, and very diverse group of people, all kinds of artists from, all over the city and the South Side, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, I guess the biggest question of everyone in Beverly is, what's your favorite bar on Western Avenue?
Oh, my gosh. I'd get in trouble if I said that.
Well, that's why you're on. I want to hear it.
There's so many good places. I mean, Open Outcry, which opened up a couple of years ago, and Horse Thief Hollow are great places. But
yeah,
so are the established, Barney Callahan's and the Cork, and Fox's Pub has been around forever. We have a lot of good restaurants and bars out here. But
well, Willie, I didn't ask you to list them all. I asked you to pick your favorite one.
No. See, I tried to weasel my way out of it. So,
no,
I like them all. How about that?
That's good. Yeah, I've been to the Cork and Kerry, of course. I've been to the Is it the Horseshoe Brewery?
It's the Horse Thief Hollow.
Horse Thief Hollow,
which was actually a name, you know, that they called Beverly back in the day.
And really?
That's a terrific, terrific place. Neil Byers does a great job there, and great food as well. So, but, you know, we have a lot of great businesses. You know, we have, you know, our Beverly Bike and Ski is celebrating our 100th anniversary this year, and some people look at that name and say Beverly Bike and Ski, and, well, what that means is they rent skis for the to do cross-country skiing in Ryan's Woods, and the guy, the owner there, Paul Weiss, is a great guy. He's really helped the bike community out here.
Let me tell. So, let me try again. Then give me the name of someone you really don't like from Beverly.
Someone that I don't like. Oh God, it would have to be some Cub fan that I know. Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry.
Willie Winters, the unofficial ambassador from Beverly. It was great to talk to you, Willie. We have to end at the Cubs talk, I guess. I don't know how that happened.
I apologize. All right, thank you.
All right, we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Let's check in with Barry.